Yesterday morning here on KUOW, we learned how something as simple as talking and reading to babies from birth can help low-income children build important language skills. But other factors can get in the way of young children's brain development. Certain childhood stressors, from family strife to violence, can do permanent damage to growing brains. It's known as toxic stress, and it is especially prevalent in poor families. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has more in our series, Behind from the Beginning.
Last year, Velma Cheney and her fiancé moved to Seattle from Mississippi with their three young children in search of a stronger job market. Cheney's sister and nephew came too. They had $5,000 from Cheney's tax refund. They figured that would easily hold them until they found work.
But it didn't happen like that. So once we were putting in applications and everything and we weren't really getting responses back, the money started getting thin and then eventually it was gone.
Cheney got her family on every waiting list for emergency housing she could find. But with time running out, they realized there was only one option left, the Seattle tent city called Nicholsville. But when she called the camp, the staff said they weren't sure they could fit a family of five. Cheney remembers that day.
We had went to the park out there in Kent, and we were just sitting, and it was just sad because, you know, like, we really hadn't eaten, and it was just like we were sitting on the bleachers. We didn't have no... We just didn't have nowhere to go.
Eventually, Nicholsville called back to say there was space for Cheney's family. Cheney told her kids they were going camping. The kids didn't buy it.
I saw a lot of anger because they started lashing out. I saw a lot of withdrawal where they were holding things back. They started lying to me and stuff like that. So it was just, you know, it was kind of a spiral.
The family didn't stay at the tent city long before they found other housing. From motels to shelters to transitional housing. But all of that moving and insecurity took a toll on Cheney's kids. Her older children were having trouble in school. Things were tough at home, too. Her five-year-old wasn't the same kid anymore.
As far as LaDarian, he wanted to be babied a lot. Like, he just reverted backwards. When it came to, like, him being independent, he became more dependent.
And her three-year-old was struggling.
LaDamian, I would try to potty train him, and just when I thought I was one step further to getting him where I needed him, it was like I had to start all over. I had to go back to the diapers when I thought I was in the pull-up stage.
Her daughter Ladea noticed her little brother's problems, too.
He wasn't really talking because he had a speech problem, and the speech problem was really bad for him.
Language development is an area that we consistently see is disrupted in kids who have been exposed to a broad range of adverse environments.
Kate McLaughlin is a psychology professor at the University of Washington. She says traumatic experiences like homelessness can do more than just rattle children in the short term. McLaughlin's research examines how the fear and anxiety from toxic stress can actually change the structure of the brain. It can shrink areas of the brain that children need to succeed in school, like the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. Everything from divorce in the family to exposure to neighborhood violence can impair early brain development.
There's a couple of things that we tend to see. So the first is problems with these kinds of executive functioning skills. So difficulty concentrating in school, problems with working memory, being able to inhibit certain behaviors in order to pay attention in the classroom.
McLaughlin says early exposure to violence can make children vigilant to potential dangers. That can disrupt their ability to adapt to change in the classroom.
Another domain that we think is likely to be impacted by adversity is long-term memory, right? The ability to pair together different pieces of information, hold them in mind, and then recall them at a later time.
Although traumatic events can happen in families rich or poor, there's evidence that the stresses of poverty alone can be enough to rewire young brains. Stresses like not having enough to eat, frequent moves, and financial instability. A lot of other trauma is more common in poor families as well, like a family member going to prison, domestic violence, and drug abuse. The good news, McLaughlin says, is that children's brains are remarkably plastic.
Just as change is possible when a negative environment is experienced and those inputs can alter the way the brain is developing, positive inputs can have just as meaningful an impact on brain development in children.
That's the work of Wellspring Family Services in Seattle, which serves homeless children in its early learning center.
Spider-Man! Spider-Man! Let me show you. Go up there.
Sandy Lowe is vice president of community services for Wellspring. She says its therapists and teachers have little control over children's home environments, but they can work together to help kids build their coping skills. Lowe recalls one young boy who always came to school angry.
He shared with the mental health specialist that he always felt like he was burning inside, like there was fire inside of him, and that he just had to roar and rage around and get rid of the fire. And they talked about, well, what puts fire out? Well, water puts fire out. So maybe drinking a glass of water would be good when he felt that way.
Pretty soon, when the boy found himself getting hot under the collar, he'd ask for a drink of water.
He'd take a time out at the sink, he would drink his water, and then he would go back to his classmates and say, the fire's gone.
Wellspring also focuses on the developmental delays that childhood traumas can cause or exacerbate. The center is where Velma Cheney's two young sons started to get back on track, including 3-year-old LaDamian, who was barely talking when he started there.
That was my baby that grunted and pointed for a long time.
8-year-old LaDea remembers her brother's transformation as he worked with Wellspring speech therapists.
They was like saying stuff, and then they was making him stand after him. And first, he was kind of messed up on the first time he had did it, and then he started getting better and better.
LaDea says she's had challenges of her own.
I was a little messed up on a reading. I feel that I'm doing a lot better since I have grown up.
Velma Cheney's family is now living in transitional housing. The apartment is sparsely furnished, but it's theirs for 2 years. On a recent visit, LaDea and LaDarian sat on either side of their mother on the sofa, practicing their reading.
His dog, Bill, barked and stared, started jumping in the air. The kids laughed.
Early interventions can help children who've experienced toxic stress. But researchers say it's still early days when it comes to understanding exactly how the damage is done to developing brains, or to what degree that damage can be undone. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
This is going to make the ooh sound again.
Move.
There you go.
For more on our series, Behind from the Beginning, Childhood Poverty and School Readiness, go to KUOW.org.